Chapter 4. Now Adam had marital relations with his wife Eve, and she conceived, and gave birth to Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from God. Again she gave birth to Cain's brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. As time passed, it happened that Cain brought an offering to the Lord from the fruit of the ground. And Abel also brought some of the firstborn of his flock and of its fat. And God looked favorably on Abel and his offering, but he did not look favorably on Cain and his offering. Cain was very angry, and the expression on his face fell. The Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? Why has the expression of your face fallen? If you do well, will it not be lifted up? If you do not do well, sin lies in wait at the door. It desires to control you, but you must rule over it. Cain said to Abel, his brother, Let's go into the field. It happened when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then God said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And God said, What have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are cursed because of the ground, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. From now on, when you till the ground, it won't yield its strength to you. You shall be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth. Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Look, you have driven me out this day from the surface of the ground. I will be hidden from your face. And I will be a fugitive and a wanderer in the earth. It will happen that whoever finds me will kill me. The Lord said to him, Not so. Whoever kills Cain, vengeance will be taken on him sevenfold. The Lord appointed a sign for Cain, lest any finding him should strike him. Cain went out from God's presence, and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. Cain had marital relations with his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Enoch. He built a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son, Enoch. To Enoch was born Irath, and Irath became the father of Mehujael, and Mehujael became the father of Methushael, and Methushael became the father of Lamech. Lamech took two wives, the name of the one was Adah, and the name of the other Zillah. Adah gave birth to Jubal, who was the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. His brother's name was Jul, who was the father of all who play the harp and flute. Zillah also gave birth to Tubal-Cain, who heated metal and shaped instruments of bronze and iron. Tubal-Cain's sister was Nimhah. Lamech said to his wives, Adah and Zillah, hear my voice. You wives of Lamech, listen to my speech, for I have slain a man for wounding me, a young man for bruising me. If Cain will be avenged seven times, truly Lamech 77 times. Adam had marital relations with his wife again, and she gave birth to a son, and named him Seth, for God has appointed me another child instead of Abel, for Cain killed him. And a son was also born to Seth, and he named him Enosh. This one began to call on the Lord's name.